بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها قالت يا رسول الله أرأيت إن وافقت ليلة القدر ما أدعوه قال تقولين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عني رواه ابن ماجه. In this hadith of Sayyidatuna Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها, she mentions that she asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if I was to find Laylatul Qadr, then what should I do, what should I say, what dua should I make in this blessed night? So this was the zeal of the Sahaba. They used to go and they used to ask questions to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is their ihsan upon us that they asked these questions, and through these questions we received the knowledge. And the ulama have also mentioned that a'mal without knowledge sometimes can be sincere. A person can be sincere, but then carry out the amal in the wrong way without knowledge. But when they have the knowledge, when knowledge precedes the amal, then that amal is far more powerful. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, understanding that Laylatul Qadr is the greatest night, it is khayrun min alfi shahr, it is better than 1,000 months, and I should make the most of this night. So she goes and she asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to her, say, Allahumma innaka afuun, تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. That, O Allah, you are afu. Afu is that being that completely erases every trace of sin. So afu is not just normal forgiveness. Afu means complete erasement of every trace of the sin. So any negative impact that a person will have in his life because of this sin that he committed, or these sins that he committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to erase it in such a way that every trace of it is completely erased. Allahumma innaka afu. Tuhibbu al-afwa, you love to erase the sins. Which shows that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overpowers the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَعْفُ عَنِّي, so forgive me, also erase my sins. So this is the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, which also shows that the most important need for a believer is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because on the greatest night, on the most special night, in the most special month, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is instructing Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shows that the most important need of a believer is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also shows that one of the objectives of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, and Ramadan in general, is that a person ends the month of Ramadan with complete forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the full intention of removing every type of sin from his life. And this is in essence taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding and the tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana.